I got you a little hot and bothered. I'm hot, slightly bothered. So, welcome to Mailroom, our show that takes us girls inside the mind of the opposite sex by going straight to the source. Thank you. And in each episode, we sit down with three different guys to get their perspectives, translate our texts, and provide some tribal knowledge on their very elusive species. So, for Valentine's Day, the most romantic day of the year, we want to know all the dirt. We want to know anything from today. Did you send a poem or a dick pic, or are you just here to build a roster? We want to know everything. So let's start off with each of you going around introducing yourselves with your name, age, and what you do for work.
I'm Tom. I'm a startup founder. I'm 31 years old.
The more cat calls, the better. So
please
keep it going.
I'm soliciting cat calls.
Also, you're in a band, correct?
Yeah, I'm in a band called The Single Dads.
Is this the literal? Are you a single dad?
It's probably worth clarifying that none of us are actually dads.
Oh,
but
that you know of.
We do, not that we know of. But we do play the type of music that you would imagine a bunch of like middle-aged single dads playing. So like Rolling Stones, you know,
ooh,
the Beatles.
Amazing. That's,
so we have the vibes of single dads,
yes.
We just aren't yet fathers.
Okay. Hear that, ladies? Still available. Romeo, on to you.
Yes. I'm Romeo, I'm 33. I'm a data scientist at a fintech startup.
The ladies like that.
Anything else?
Yeah, you were actually on The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise. Don't be modest.
Yes, I was on Michelle Yeoh's Bachelorette season and also Bachelor in Paradise, which just finished airing in the fall.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can we ask you one thing about that? I'm asking for a friend.
Sure.
Okay, great. So, for those of you that don't know, Romeo was a prime commodity on Bachelor in Paradise. Then, come on! Then he got kidnapped or man-napped. And then there was some crying involved, which I feel like we love a man who cries, so there's that. And so can you tell us, like, the real tea, kombucha, whatever, for what happened then and now? What's the status?
The tea, I mean, it was an overwhelming environment. There were a lot of women there, and I tried to date all of them. And,
good strategy, solid, very efficient.
I met some great ones. Kira and I... so she was very aggressive and had a strong idea of what she wanted. And,
yeah, she was.
Amen over there. Feisty sister. Okay, and then what's your current status? Also asking for a friend.
I'm single.
Nice. All right. Training Men Part 2, the sequel is happening after hours. Okay, on to you.
Not sure how to follow those two. I wasn't on The Bachelorette, nor am I in a band yet. I'm Jake, I'm 28, and I run a marketing and design studio.
Woo! Yeah! Woo! Okay, so basically, we have the tech bro in a band, hipster tech bro. We have the mathlete, data scientist, sensitive type. And then we have the VC... 28-year-old, ready for a good time. Okay, just now that we've recapped. All right, so we're going to do a bit of like Valentine's hot takes. So starting with a hot topic, which is monogamy. So monogamy versus an open relationship. What do you guys think?
I prefer monogamy.
Yeah. Enough said.
I think it's like... it's like communism. Like, it sounds really good when you read about it, and then you experience it, and you're like, I actually don't totally enjoy this the way I thought it. So I lean towards towards monogamy because I think open relationships have a lot of complications that you don't see coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've
only. Pro communism's okay.
If I was with a partner and she was like, "Let's try this," I would probably say, "No, thank you. Not gonna work for me."
Okay, we got some very loyal fellas here. Take notes.
I'll add a little spice.
Okay, yeah, spice is always welcome here.
Experiencing things together, I think.
Oh.
It's interesting.
Okay, yes.
We're going on dates separately. It's like, I don't think I can do that.
Okay, got it. Now, on that note, what about a girl's body count? Which, is that, does that matter to you guys? Do you ask? Do you share? And what number is too high? Asking for a friend again. But that friend may or may not be in the audience located in this region. But do you guys, does that matter to you? Like someone's past? Is that a thing? Do you ask or is it something you dodge at all costs because you don't want to share your dirty secret?
I don't really care that much about the past. I think maybe like one hot take for it is the number that's too high is the number that you're like self-conscious about. I mean, but there could be a number that's too low as well.
Oh, what's too low?
Like one? Zero would be a little concerning.
Okay, no virgins.
Is it zero to two?
Zero to two? Are these people, do they have a pulse?
Someone's been in like a one very long relationship their whole life and now they're like getting into the dating world for the first time. I feel like, wow, there's like a lot I'm gonna have to teach them.
Yeah. But you don't mind. Okay, now, what about like tells? Like how do you think a girl can tell if you're into her? Like from a girl's standpoint, if you're on a date, she goes to the bathroom, she comes back, she has like some extra swath of lip gloss on. Usually that's like, you're worth it. She's like did a little touch up.
I mean, I think this is kind of an obvious answer, but like body language, I think if I'm really interested in what's going on,
like
I'm gonna be like thrusting outwards the entire time. No, I'll be like really intently listening and like into the situation. Exactly, totally. That's me really having a good time with on a date. Whereas if I'm not having a good time, like I'll just be like, oh yeah, cool. Yeah. No,
but that's
great.
Kind of a lean in. That would throw me off. I'd be like, oh, his leg is, he's like.
No, it's like when I'm into it, I'm like, let's go. Let's get into this.
I see. Okay. Got it. That's where I've been going wrong. Okay. What about you guys? Any tells?
I think the body language one, I'll have to push back on that for me. Because like, I'm mirroring often when I'm on a date. Maybe that's the sales guy in me. So if she's sitting back, like, I'll sit back. If she's leaning forward, I'll lean forward. If I'm miserable, like I really can't wait to leave the situation.
You're like ordering an Uber.
Yeah. I might just be sitting back. But for me, I guess call it a strategy, whatever you want. But a tell on mine is either, like I'll let them know. I'm pretty straightforward. Like, I like you. You're awesome. Whatever it is. Or more subtly, I might try to...
Is that a
mating
call?
I typically don't make that noise. I'll try to like subtly figure out when we're gonna hang next again.
I love that.
Yeah, so it might be
the
like,
next time
oh wow, you love salsa dancing. She's going to totally go salsa dancing sometime, and I'm kind of trying to like plant that there should be a second date, but I'm also then trying to test if they want to maybe see me again because. I'm really bad at reading the tells myself.
Is salsa dancing like a ploy to just like gyrate? Oh, I feel like it could go either way. If you can move, then you should invite a girl to salsa. But if someone asks that, I feel like I hope they're good. Otherwise, it's going to be really awkward. But do you guys have electric hip? Do you invite girls on salsa dates?
It came up twice tonight already, so that's why I was
let's see it.
As an example, I would totally embarrass myself, but like I think that's a good thing.
Okay. What about age? So, age in dating, is that something you qualify? Like, for example, I'm trying this new thing, it's not catching on, where someone asks me, I try to say I'm like age agnostic, I'm just not an age, or someone said to say ageless, and it's not like catching on as I had hoped, but I do think that sometimes, and I think women do it too, you'll just like determine, oh, you're from this age to this age, you want all these things, or if you want to date younger? Like, how important is age versus life stage?
I think life stage is more important. I have dated older women, mostly, actually, 8 to 10 years older.
Great.
I am finding that, especially living in New York City, it's just like people who just moved to New York, you feel like they're too fresh. It's kind of hard to like start dating them.
Yeah.
You want to give them some time to really see if they're even going to make it. I met some girls who just left after 4 months. It's like,
yeah.
You don't want to waste your time.
Respect that. What about you guys?
I think, I agree with the life stage element. Like, yeah, if someone moves to New York, they want to like be single in New York. They're trying to have a good time in a relationship. I will say, being truthful here.
We are. Drink some more truth serum.
The goal of this whole podcast. I think I do have some slight, like, preconceived notions of someone who is too young.
You still date that young, though?
Well, it depends. Are we talking, like, we're just going to hang out and it's going to be really fun? Or are we talking about doing something more serious? Because if they are young, that seems less likely to me.
I see. Yeah.
And I just don't, it's a little judgy, but I just think it's like less likely to be compatible for like a long-term thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely decouple age with maturity and life stage. There could be a limit of where, I've typically always been most attracted to women that are a couple years older than me. I'm in a weird spot at 28 where like women that are a few years older than me are in their 30s, and like oftentimes they have slightly different priorities in the next 1 to 3 years than I do. And then those that are younger, that's tough. Like, I kind of look for a couple of things. I don't ask these outright. I'm like, have she filed her own taxes? Has she, like, paid for her own health insurance? And those are, like, early signs of if she doesn't really know how to navigate those basic adult things, she's probably not mature enough to, like, have an adult relationship.
Okay.
Different types of maturity. I didn't really start going out and partying until like my late 20s. And I've met women in their early 20s who are like, I'm so tired of the club, I've been doing it for like 6 years. And so it's like, there are younger women who are more mature than me.
Yeah, true. Woo! Okay, so equal opportunity. All right, now we're gonna jump into a segment that we call text translations. So I'm gonna read off 3 different texts that anonymous women have received. And we want to get each one of your perspective on this. So I'm going to do my best, thank you. I'm going to do my best man voice to make this as accurate as possible. So for context, these are mostly either just first dates or people that are starting to date. Okay. Just like the McRib, this is a limited time offer. Then the girl writes, is the promo running this weekend? And then he writes, TBD, I'll let you know. And so there's a bit more banter. There's a bit more about like a happy meal. It gets a little bit more dirty. But then the guy's just not committing to the time and the day. And so the question is, in something like this, do you recommend that a girl just like throws a date out there if the guy's sort of like simmering her? Do you think she should just go in and be like, how's next week? Or just ditch this one?
Ditch us.
Ditch.
Okay, hold on. That's some good banter to start with.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
And I guess this guy was like a 12. He's so hot. So he gets like a little more of a pass. This is what she said.
I'm a sucker for some good banter. Like, okay. A lot of texting is very boring. The fact that they're like cracking some good jokes.
Yeah.
I think really the only way to prove it out is to be on a date, and if she wants to settle up, just ask. If he says no, he says no.
Okay, so she gives it, like, she throws out a day, and then if the guy doesn't buy, okay, all right.
Yeah. Give it a chance, though. Some good banter is hard to find.
Okay. Respect. Okay.
Yeah, the McRib thing, it's kind of funny. Like, it's good banter.
Right, I think it's an original. Yeah.
I would say no.
Someone said that joke to me, I would for sure go on a date with them. So.
I think in my opinion, like, to decode it, what's happening in his head is, like, she seems great, but I want to leave my options open for this weekend in case someone better comes along. So I don't want to commit to a time, because then I'm going to have to potentially bail, whatever. So I'd like to have her as a backup if I end up being free.
Yeah.
To which I would recommend she replies, oh, no worries, sounds like you're really busy, and like take the offer back.
Oh,
no worries, sounds like you're really busy. Mm-hmm. Let me know when your schedule frees up and maybe we can like get together.
Or what about just a no response? Like that kind of sounds like he's like in the power position, like, it sounds like you're busy, let me know and I'll be around. I feel, wouldn't you just want to shut it down or just see if it shows up?
Yeah, I think that is shutting down.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like you're busy, like, no worries, we don't have to do it this week.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be kind about it.
Yeah, okay, got it. All right, next one. Had a great time with you last night. As I mentioned, getting out of something a bit serious and a little rusty. And don't want to disappoint. Thoughts? That was a unanimous sigh in the crowd before any advice. Is he like warning her because he's been hurt before and he doesn't want to disappoint her? Or is he just like setting it up to fail so he can be like, sorry, I told you, girl.
Was this after a drunk hookup or first date?
No, this was after a first date.
And
yeah.
And did they talk about this on the first date?
Yeah, because he said, as I mentioned. So I guess he brought it up.
Yeah, you gotta move on.
Was he like, run to the nearest exit? Or like, you be a little patient if the guy is cool?
That ditch.
This man is not in a place to even send texts. He can't even send a relationship.
Okay, this is good advice. Okay, this is the last one. This one's very romantic. Hey, how's Tuesday or Wednesday? You want to pick your first usual date spot? She writes, not sure I have one. And then he writes, how about a spot right by me? How about a spot by me, this great place above my apartment. See you there with the address. So, okay, the question is, first of all, obviously, it's not convenient.
Does he live in the basement?
But have you guys...
not above the apartment, you just go in it.
But have you guys ever picked a place conveniently located by yours, so afterwards you could be like, oh, if you want to get another drink upstairs, we could, like, stop at my place. We got a yes down at the end.
Yes. Anyone who hasn't is lying.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's a thing, right, of if he or she invites you to their neighborhood or even, like, the place across from their apartment, like, clearly there's a different agenda there. I think that's like a huge red flag. I wouldn't go on that date.
But wait.
But he's trying.
So you guys all do that, but you're saying it's a red flag?
No.
I'm sneakier about it.
Well, okay,
I'll help us.
I'll dissent. He could just be like a workaholic, working from home a lot. He doesn't really know the cool stuff.
Oh, he's working from home, so he's like, happy hour.
So much credit. I think there is a way to do that, of like, this really cool jazz bar just opened near my apartment. I really wanted to try it. Would you want to come to my neighborhood? I only have a 3-hour window, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Maybe he has a really cool apartment and he really wants to show it off.
Yeah, let me give you the tour.
Part of this thing.
Yeah.
The only credit I was going to give him was that he was at least being honest. Because I think a lot of people, both men and women, if you're picking a date near you, yeah, you'll pick a place close to you. Why would you go somewhere far? This man is being overtly honest about it.
Yeah.
Which, like, maybe is a good thing, but even then...
tell all your friends. I feel like on a first date, chivalry could be something along the lines of, like, where do you live again? Oh, you know, not like this guy. Where's your usual first date spot? Assuming, I guess, that the girl has a lot of first dates. But, you know, like, what's convenient for you? That's extra points. Okay.
Yeah, it is decent that he was like throughout Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's a minimum. Like, he did okay on that.
He's meeting a low bar.